I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Valley, Spain, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip, and a dog tip for life, because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. And we begin.
Hold up somewhere one day. No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So we got somewhere and it was like a apartment complex or something. I know you didn't turn it off. I can see it around. I'll tell you.
Okay, tell it.
So we were already drunk. So yeah, we were drinking it, man. But. Oh, I was drunk and he didn't drink because well, I started drinking. He would wait for me to drink my first beer and then walk around with an empty in his hand.
Aww.
So he looked like a dweeb.
John Bell. I just looked like a dweeb when I was in high school and I would be like, I'm not drinking so I can drive you all home.
Yeah.
I don't have a driver's license, but I'll still drive you all home.
But anyways, it just started by a stupid teenage testosterone-fueled machismo, and I don't want that to get out of my truck. A little less than.
I don't know what that
means. A little Chevy pickup is real it's small.
Okay.
Like a mass.
Did you fit in that?
Oh, yeah, I squeezed in. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was tight. We got out and there was like an apartment complex or something. So like, there was signs at the top of the apartment spot. You know, like a little mouse.
Yeah.
And I just walked up to one and started punching as hard as I could. As fast as I could. I don't know. So from then on for a few years, until I punched cell phone, that was my thing.
So you think
I used to punch stuff all the time, yeah.
Inanimate things.
Yeah.
Sean's originally talking about how when the Kings, is it King song?
Oh, I don't know who sings that.
Dead or Alive, you spin me right round, right round. He once was at a party and he punched out a window that he replaced during his joy over the song.
Pretty much.
Which is adorable. I killed a bottle of wine tonight. I killed it. But I have not punched out a window.
Notice I didn't say box.
We don't have a box. I think this wine bottle had a cork, didn't it?
You know what? You think so, but it's still not a real cork.
No.
Like
I'm trying to collect corks because on Pinterest they have this nice little gardening thing where you put a cork inside a chopstick and then you put it in your garden and you write like broccoli on the cork and then it looks adorable. Well, I appreciate that, baby.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since you punched a wall or anything.
Yeah, of course.
The good thing about Sean is he can punch a wall, but he also knows how to drywall really well. He can fix it.
Doesn't make you look better. Makes it more stupid.
Picture of crap. In our relationship, I think he's punched two holes in a wall, and Emily, our daughter, has punched, I kicked one. And each time I've just watched them, thought, oh my gosh, what idiots. They're going to have to like fix that. Sean's going to have to fix that because Emily did not fix that. And it's going to be so annoying. Oh my gosh, don't break your own house. But apparently it's a thing.
I don't think
it's
my home, but
Emily doesn't. Because she doesn't have that ability, boo. Well, you should teach her how to do it. Sean's bending over right now and I can see his butt crack.
It's not a hug. It's just
farting. I'm not in bed.
Again.
Again. Yeah. And that's random thought, but it was too boring to share with people.
It was.
This one does not look like it's going to get more anymore. No, so like, no, wait. All right, ready? Yeah. Sean made me watch a fishing show on Mother's Day.
Woo! I didn't make you.
Oh. He took my computer.
You weren't using it.
Because you took
it. No, because you were on your phone.
Because you took it. No,
it was sitting on the table being unused. And you know how computers are. If you don't use them, they don't work as good.
No, everybody talks about how you shouldn't be hyper-productive right now.
If you say so.
During the COVID pandemic, yeah. It's okay to, like, relax. Uh-huh. And I feel like this is the time where you have to be hyper-productive so you survive.
Since we started this chat.
I know. And maybe we're doing this all wrong.
Maybe not. Maybe not the stress about anything yet, really.
But I have noticed that a lot of the people who are like, it's okay to, like, you know, just chill and relax and you don't have to be productive all the time are the same exact people who are like, I just binge watched the whole entire Friends, like, series.
No, it's not for me.
Yeah.
So they don't do crap anyways.
That's my theory. Yeah. So I'm glad that for them, it's giving them an excuse to not do crap.
Yeah.
Always a positive. There's always a positive. And, like,
I mean, they don't even take the kids to the school bus anymore.
I know. I think it's just when you grow up super poor and then you stop being super poor, right? Like, you have that, oh, this is what it's like to be super poor. We kind of talked about this before. And, like, for me, it's a phobia. Like, I don't want to ever be that poor again. But for you, you're like, yeah, I did it. I can deal with it. What else? Life goes up and down. Right. I need to be like you.
Yeah, not necessarily. But there's a happy medium with it.
You need a happy medium.
You do need a happy medium. Not be so anxious about money all the time.
I like the fact that you don't have underarm hair.
I do.
Not very much. It's really cute.
Yeah, it's somewhat darker.
No, that's not it. There's just not very much of it.
Part of it. This is
no, dude. White color. Dude, there's no hair there. It's like no hair.
No. There is hair. Look. It's like 2 inches long.
Dude, boy, you don't have a lot of fur.
No, I don't.
You're not very furry.
Nope.
For a bear.
For a bear.
It's not do not break your own home, but I think that would have been a good one.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah. It's
money is not the enemy, and the habits of the rich.
So apparently, millionaires have habits that us non-millionaire people don't have.
I've heard it.
And these habits don't include taking a bath in $100 bills, even though that would be cool.
You know how dirty money is, paper money? Oh my god, man.
All right, man.
You have to go to a beat down station after that.
Okay, so apparently that's not sexy, nor are these habits that we're going to tell you. But before we get started, we want to remind you that prosperity doesn't equal merit. The richest people sure as hell aren't the best people, the kindest people, or the most ethical people. They're just the richest. That's it. And some of them are nice, and some of them are douchebags, and some are in between.
That's right. Same with the poor folk.
That's right.
Yeah.
But prosperity is super intriguing right now because a lot of us are struggling to figure out how to survive. And if that's you, we get it. But we want you to do more than struggle. We want you to feel secure. That's because I want to feel secure.
I mean, I do. I'm telling you, but
yeah.
I don't know. I just was like, man, you're in this. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Yep, you're in it. You're in it. That's what happens.
I'll give it.
All right, so in LifeHack,
I like being in it.
Which is a bloggy thing. Dr. Carol Morgan has an article entitled 8 Ways of Thinking to Make You Become Rich. And her ideas are mostly about belief mindset.
Oh, you want to read this one?
Yeah.
I am a rock star. I tell you that all the time, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm not about me.
Yes, he does. He's like, I'm a rock star, baby.
I say, you're a rock star.
Call me a rock star.
She's lying.
So some of these ideas are pretty chill, like maybe more worthy.
Don't say anything in a chill point voice during this entire podcast because I'm just gonna laugh too.
Okay, so presidents are very good at this. Presidents from both parties, actually, and so are all presidential candidates. The rest of us humans, and especially writers, were not really all that good at believing we're worthy.
Yeah. Sorry, I was feeling for that rabbit hole.
Yeah, you did fall right. So don't think about how you suck or how you aren't a YouTube star, JK Rowling, or president, or whatever. You need to believe in yourself and that you have something to offer this damn world. What you offer is what will make you wealthier. Writers have a hard time with this.
Yeah, a lot of people have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
But it's true. Everybody offers something to the world.
That's right, dude.
And everybody's little something is important. It's important.
Important.
Yeah.
All right. What's number two?
I've got this.
Then you have to go that other step after, like,
I'm a rock star.
Yes. And believe that you can actually do it.
Yep. You have to believe you have worth and then believe you can make things happen. That's probably the hardest one in this list. I'm going to guess that right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Believing that you can do it.
Believe that you have worth and that you can make things happen.
Yeah, I mean.
So, let's see.
Number three, have a gratitude attitude. Be grateful that you're alive still. Hope you have some food.
So, don't only focus on what you want, but be delighted by what you have.
Delight is a much cooler word than gratitude. That one of my author friends just said that all about it.
She's right.
Yeah.
It's a happy word.
Yeah.
It's like delight. It's like an ice cream shop. It's something delightful. Cow delight.
Veggie delight. Next.
The rich are not necessarily evil.
I kind of feel like the doctor who wrote this article might be saying this because she's rich.
Probably.
But socioeconomic status should never be a deciding factor in why you think someone's evil. That's how true. They act or don't act, those are better reasons.
That's right. Nor should it be a reason for you thinking someone is spectacular.
That's right, man.
Imagine what you want.
That's our next one. So, like, make a vision board or say happy mantras. Happy. Your mantras. Or make a Pinterest page or something. All last year, I wrote down the things I wanted, and I did this every day in the morning. And some of them were coming true.
Statistically speaking, no, I'm just kidding. I was going to say, if you wrote down enough things.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Anyways, this goes back to the bathing in your money theory. Make out with your money. But think about how many of those dollars.
Oh, my God.
Okay, never mind.
We don't want to think about where the money was.
Not really, but don't hate it.
And don't really make out with your money.
That hate attitude. Isn't going to attract the money. Plus, like Dr. Morgan says, a lot of people go around saying that they hate money, but that doesn't mean that they really hate money. They just hate the lack of money.
Yeah, man.
That's not the same thing at all. That is actually saying, I love me some money. I just don't have none.
Pretty much. Paying your bills should make you feel sexy. That's our newest one.
It does, actually.
And, like, the doctor didn't say it that way because she's not as cool as us. No, she's probably way cooler than us, yeah. But whatever. But instead of being negative about paying your bills, think about how freaking lucky you are to be able to pay those damn bills and not having a creditor come or your car repoed, baby. That's sexy.
It is a lot sexier having your car repoed.
I have watched many a car get repoed. Not my own. Not me.
Yeah.
Not me.
How many times you stood in the driveway and said, I love you, baby.
No, I'm never. But I've seen family members' cars get repoed. Finally.
Worry about it.
Look. Yep, that's right. Commitment, folks. You want to commit to mining that bank account with the green and the gold.
Be focused. Go after it and commit yourself.
So that's all like belief mindsets, right?
Right.
Right, man. But, you know, like there's some slightly more practical advice that doesn't come from Dr. Morgan.
Who made this up?
Made from garnering different sources on the internet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right, number one.
Make a budget.
Another money coming in and out.
Chip away at your debt.
that's number two. Because that interest rate is pulling you down and making you cement, man, is dragging you under the water. So you want to chip away at your debt. I just paid it off. Like,
did you?
Yes.
Pay it off?
No.
Dang.
I should
have. Number three. Don't have all your income coming in from one place because crap, like pandemics do happen, apparently.
Yeah, like if you're a restaurateur, your restaurant can burn down. Or, you know, like,
yep.
If you make tea, the tea supplier that you work with could go under.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of things, so you want to diversify.
Yep. That's why we have our personalized shoelace line. Why are you?
Where did that even go?
So
personalized shoelace.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's like in the 80s or 90s when they had the rainbow unicorn shoelaces. We didn't do that. Okay. That was a tangent.
Be cool. Wait, this is number five right here.
Four.
Be cool. You're spending money on yourself. To build skills.
I have a hard time with this, but I need to not have a hard time with this because if you want to become a writer, it's good to learn more about writing. If you want to become a podcaster, you got to buy equipment.
That's right.
You know?
I paid $50 for that course on how to build a little tiny baby picnic table for a squirrel.
What?
Huh?
What?
You know, a little tiny baby picnic table for a squirrel.
You paid money to learn how to do that? You did not tell me about that.
Of course I did, because what kind of fool would do that? That was the joke, because it's all over YouTube. Anyway. Is that why? What?
I was going to say, is that why our Home Depot bill was so high?
It was all that lumber. Took me a lot of tries.
Okay.
You almost fell for that.
Next one.
She almost fell for that.
I did not do what you're good at. I know what you're good at. Gotta be good at song.
Gotta be good at song.
Gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
And next and last.
Remember, even the biggest things can fail. And that's okay. But what's not okay?
Gosh, you're so bad.
Is stasis. Not trying.
Not trying sucks.
Yeah. Not trying will get you nowhere.
Yeah, man. So, basically, from Tim Ferriss, who's some money guru person, he said somewhere, and we quote,
I have had many struggles through this coronavirus experience. But the areas where I have not struggled are the places I have rehearsed what might happen.
So prepare. Be anxious like me and prepare for the bad things that could happen.
That's right.
Yeah, anxiety helps sometimes.
Mm.
Writing tip of the pod, all condensed. It's hard when you get rejected to keep believing in yourself, writers, but you have to. You have to keep trying. And deep down in your core, that's where you know what's going to happen.
And if you like me, and you had so much fun reading or listening to this podcast, remember that the core idea of this entire thing is believe in yourself.
Yeah, man.
And I totally forgot by the time we got
it. Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
Go after what you want. Budget.
Make it happen.
Have a positive mindset.
Don't blow your money.
Be delighted. Pay down your debt. Diversify your income.
What?
What's your dog tip for life, babe?
I thought you had one.
Well, dogs diversify.
They diversify a lot of things.
Diversify. You know how they diversify?
Wow.
That's what you told me. Sparky's very food focused. Food for him is money, right?
Wait, what's that? His currency.
He goes and tries to get food from multiple sources.
True that.
It may be from underneath the bush on his walk. It may be from licking dirt off of the cat's back. It may be from a garbage can.
That's not dirt, but.
Oh, it. That was a big noise John just made, and I apologize. It may be from begging at. From you, begging from me, begging from the kiddos. It may be from stealing the cat's food off the counter, but Sparty knows.
Well, he's a trash can.
Oh, he's really good at the trash can. But Sparty knows what?
He's going to be able to find food somewhere if he keeps trying enough places, basically.
Right, don't only have one source for the things you love.
That's right.
What else does Sparty tell us, dog, tip for life?
Maybe? Well, I don't know, maybe. Who's listening to him? He said, you gotta go after what you want. Yeah. He said, you know, if I paid attention to the man of the house and I had any fear whatsoever of that dude, I wouldn't be sticking my head in the trash can. I wouldn't be sitting under the table drooling during dinner time. But do I let that fear stop me? No.
Yeah.
I just sit there and drool. I stick my head in the trash can right when he's standing right there because he's the one that just threw a chicken bone in it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So stick your head in the trash can. Don't be afraid to go after the things you want.
That's right.
Don't be afraid of the man.
And now that the restaurants are going to start opening back up, there's going to be much better food in those trash cans.
Are you saying I'm not a good cook?
No. I'm talking about sticking heads in the trash can.
Oh, not our trash can.
No, not our trash can.
Oh, my God. I was about to get insulted, man.
Holy smokes.
I don't know, man. Like, not theirs.
We don't throw away food here.
No, we don't.
We're a grand cook.
Us. It's wasteful work.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a wealthy person mindset, is it?
Me and she?
Yeah.
No, you can be. Thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you listening to the podcast. You can find us everywhere. You've already found us once if you're listening now. And like Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Just Google Dogs Are Smarter Than People and like and subscribe. The notes to the podcast are also always on carriejonesbooks.blog. Carrie is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E. I realized I don't always tell people that. And we'd like a shout out. The music that we clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's the artist and what song is this? It's Night Owl by Brooke for Free. You can go to the podcast episode notes and find a link right to it.
Listen to that fantastic music all the time.
Yeah, man.
So, what do we got going on in our lives, though?
Well, right now, we've released the book, The Places We Hide, which is an adult mystery.
It is good. It's so good. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but it really is good.
John Dustin thinks it's really good because the main character, he thinks it's him.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Possibly.
Also, I am doing a course. I just started a course.
A course.
It's a bit like a distance MFA program, and the people get to hang out together in a Zoom chat once every month, and I give them feedback for their stories every month. They submit 20 pages, and there's a Facebook group, and we have a bunch of people already signed up, which is awesome because...
So it's like a writing course.
It's a writing course that's also very supportive and helps build community. So you get direct feedback from me and love from other writers.
I know. Any course that you're involved with as the instructor's work, there's also like a life coaching course.
That's very sweet.
Because you're so awesome.
That's very sweet. There's more information about it on my website. Once again, carriejonesbooks.blog.
You can never say that too much.
carriejonesbooks.blog.
And what else? How are you doing, love?
Am I doing anything else?
Well, I mean, you edit people's work.
I'm teaching at the Writing Barn. I edit people's work. You can find me on Readzy. I'm writing my own books. What else are you doing, boo?
Me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm just doing my regular work.
But
we are going to start formatting people's books also.
Woo!
And we will be doing print edition and
ebook.
Books. The wrong types of formatting styles.
Right. So you can come to us and we will clean up your grammar.
Full service.
Yeah.
Book prep / publishing house.
Yeah. Only thing we're not doing is cover design.
Yep.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Once again, that will have to land back on your desk, though, because I can let people want stick figures for the covers.
You would have the funniest story ever. That would be awesome.
Every book's a kid's book here.
Like Edie's font.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'll do the Kama Sutra cover with stick figures.
No. It always goes back.
Oh, it's just an example of how it could be accepted because it's stick figures, but you never know what's inside.
Anyways, we're going to end it here. Thank you for listening. Okay. I'm